up on Friday.
From the safety of your living room. It's a great idea. KSL News Time 519. How about triple team traffic? Ricky Meese?
We're looking at a KSL travel time, 14 to 15 minutes southbound I-15 to get from downtown to the south interchange. Nothing too dramatic about that, but your slowdowns do start shortly out of downtown, about 9th south, and continue to Sandy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow from just before Bangor Highway up to the Southtown Mall, where we had an earlier accident, over to the left shoulder. Southbound I-215's west belt, heavy and slow from 9th south through Taylorsville. Dave Meekum.
Cleaning up an accident eastbound 21st South Freeway, just approaching the Bangor Highway. It's blocking the two left lanes. Got just a single right lane to get around that. Not as much traffic heading eastbound on that stretch of road right now, though. So the delays are not horrible, but you will slow down. If you're heading into Utah County, you got delays coming right over the top of the point. And then some more delay right around 2100 North southbound heading into Lehigh. Mark?
In northbound I-15, looking for any major accidents or trouble spots there north of downtown. Not seeing any. In fact, the delays really, we're going to call it sluggish on the way to the north interchange from downtown. And then it's slow, but not awful between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 still has some overflow delays up into Fruit Heights. 215 at the north end now getting heavy coming up from I-80 towards Legacy Parkway. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.